The minute is that we allow Niker. So we are allowed to do Niker, even though the Shechita came before Erev Yom Tov. But the Tov Shanas Ksasi Michal Shanas Beis Dovah. But it's proper to make some type of a change. Okay. What's that about? Zotim Mishabur Chav Zayin. Phil Nishkat Be'er V'yomtiv. Echana L'nyin Malicha. The same thought process that we said that we allowed you to do Malicha even if it was Shechtet Be'er V'yomtiv. Because if you're going to do the process earlier, it ends up that you're going to have to salt it again, and that minimizes the flavor. Now, how that applies to Niker, I'm not sure why it would minimize the flavor over there. Now, b'chol zeh k'sher naker b'osa shadai to lochla b'yomtiv. The heter over here, Niker, is what you're being menaker, that which you plan to eat on yomtiv. Doing the Niker and the other meat which you're not planning to eat in Yom Tov, what's the heter for that? That's a tircha for the tircha.
Even if it was shechted and Yom
Tov? Even if it was shechted and Yom Tov.
So you can't shecht and Yom Tov for what you aren't going to eat in Yom Tov. Unless you're going to eat some of the rest of the animal.
Correct.
That's what it is. So you shecht, the whole animal.
Right.
There's a lot of meat.
So now he's saying the meat which you're not going to eat, you can't do Niker on that meat. Niker is removing the fats and the veins which you're also to eat. Right. Now, Ellen Kane, the only thing is, if you want to, Ellen Kane writes in the Malcha, you can't do Niker Malicha when the before Niker, because when you do Malicha before Niker, you're drawing the flavor of the chaylev and the item into the basar, or the veins which are osur, you have to remove into the basar. So you have to do Niker first. But he wants to do Malicha because he's afraid the meat is gonna, if he doesn't do Malicha, the meat is gonna start to rot. He wants to do
back to Cooper.
He wants to do Niker to facilitate the Malicha. So he said, to do Niker on Yom Tov, not Letzarech Yom Tov, I'm not eating this meat, is also. But in a case, he said, I want to do Malicha to save the meat. So therefore, Bezev Mutzer Loy Lanaker Gam Shara Bosra Yerei Haram. So you can do the Harama process to do Niker, and then do the Roma process to do Malicha. So how would that be? So after he's done one piece, he says, you know what? That's not good. I'm going to try a different piece. He does Niker in the second piece. And then he does another third piece, etc. But that's not going to be makel to allow him to do that. In case you're shechted on Yom Tov, and because again we're afraid if we don't do that, he's going to be discouraged from shechting on Yom Tov. Al nishka be'erev Yom Tov, v'yel penai l'nakar b'yom. If he had an option to nikkur before Yom Tov, also l'nakar b'yom Tov, rakabosah shetzorach lo lachila b'yom Tov. So then you can only do nikkur on the meat which you're going to use on Yom Tov itself, and that's it. There's nothing. The case of Malicha, we said before, the nature of doing Malicha, if you do Malicha once before Yom Tov, then you want to do it again. You're going to do Malicha once before Yom Tov to get rid of the dam. You're going to rinse it off, and then you're going to have to do Malicha again to preserve the meat. So you'll end up with a minimized flavor. So just wait and do the Malicha itself. The first one, on Yom Tov. That is by Malicha. So that's what we say, even though he did the Shechit and Erev Yom Tov, we could do the Malicha on Yom Tov. But in this halacha, where we're discussing a case where the issue is Nikur from before Yom Tov. There's no reason why he can't do the Nikur before Yom Tov. It's not going to negatively impact the food, so then he should have done it before Yom Tov.
What's he salted for again after he washes it off, after he salts it to get rid of
just to preserve it. Just to preserve it. They didn't have refrigeration, so that was their way of holding on to it.
It's worse for the meat's flavor.
Well, it's salted a second time, so it makes it much more salty.
Salt from the first time is washed off.
It's washed off, but even when you wash off the salt from the first time, it leaves a certain amount of flavor in the meat. The salt sat on the meat for a while, so it gets a salty flavor inside the meat. Do it a second time, and it's really going to be much more salty. So you should do it with a shina. So how would you do that? You should start using a knife. You use a larger, like an axe head. Kofitz is like a one where it's like a little, it's like a, it's a head of a, it looks like an axe, but it's used to chisel stone, you know, to cut into stone. So it's a little more pointy. And cardamom is a regular axe. By malicha, we don't require the dushinu. The story is Hazem Mishum, the boss of Shashoya Harbi, malicha, mefik tam. There, there's an issue of flavor being minimized. So, since it's being minimized, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Meshikan Hocha, you didn't eat your enemy mefik tam klau, while you're not going to have Yom Tov. He should have done nikur before Yom Tov, and he didn't do that, so he's going to have to do a shinui to allow it on Yom Tov. So, this parallels the idea which the Rambam said before, even in a case where you had a malacha mamish, this is only a tircha, even if so much as a malacha mamish, which is oichel nefesh, and you could have done it before Yom Tov, and you didn't. Right? So you can't do it on Yom Tov regularly because you could have or should have done it before Yom Tov. But the Ramah over there said, if you do it with a shini, it's a motu. So even my malacha mamish, the shini is going to be matur, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov, even though you could have done it before Yom Tov. So someone's only issue of tircha, for sure the shini will be matur. You're allowed to be manakar with the shini.
What about the salting and the losing of the flavor?
That's what we said before, that salting, you don't, when you do on Yom Tov, you shat it on every Yom Tov, and you salt it on Yom Tov. You don't have to do a shinui. Nikur, which he shats on every Yom Tov, he wants to do Nikur on Yom Tov, he has to do with a shinui. The answer is because the salting is mutar on Yom Tov chatkila, because doing it beforehand will make it lose flavor. Nikur, but doing it beforehand will not make it lose flavor, so you should have done it beforehand. So you want to do it on Yom Tov, you have to do a shinui. Now, Zatun Shaburkov test. Vim Efshalo Lashanis. Because he didn't have any valid type of shinui to do. Or he wasn't facile enough to do Niker with the cargo. See, Vim Efshalo Lashanis. What do I feel about the shinui? But if shinui doesn't work, so if he finds that it's impossible, so he can do without a shinui. Even though he could have done it before Yom Tov, and he could have done it before Yom Tov, we normally say you can't do it on Yom Tov unless you do a shinui. Teretz is mishum the benikur lekashum less of the malacha el mishum tircha ba'alma. That's a lacha. That's a malacha by malacha. Instead of a person who is doing a malacha, which he could have done before Yom Tov, he must do it with b'shini on Yom Tov, otherwise it's also. But over here it's an issue of tircha, so if you do a shini, you should do a shini. If not, we'll be making to do it. There's no malacha involved. Okay, now, Zadim Shabur. B'chele k'vach araya. That's all talking about the four quarter. Which the niker is not that difficult. It's possible to do it like a shinui.
Fore quarter, the front quarter?
The front quarter, yeah. At the end. Right, so you have a minimum. There's a very minimal amount of the front of the animal. So you have to remove two veins in the tongue. There's a vein in the foreleg, and you have to remove some fat right around the end of towards the bottom of the ribs, the 13th rib. But the actual anachar, you can't over there. It's much more complicated. And there's no way you're going to do a nikur properly with a shinu. So the chachil is yesh lahach v'shalom l'nakroi im ishim erev yomtev. If you shed them from erev yomtev, and behold you show it's l'nakroi erev yomtev, you have time to be l'nakroi erev yomtev, so then you should not do it on yomtev because you can't do it with a shinu. V'mokam t'chak, yesh lahach l'tzarech yomtev. But in a case where that's difficult, you want to use the meat for yomtiv, we'll allow you to do that on yomtiv without a shin. Okay. Now, so after you do nikur, the next step in the process is hadacha and malicha. So you have meat which is menukar already, it's ready to go. And it's the third day since the Shita. If you have not done Malicha yet, and it's day three, before we are there, Simon Samotes, if you base, that meat which sits 3 days before Malicha, you cannot do Malicha to remove the dam. The only way you can remove the dam is through Tzli. So that creates a hefza to the person, because using all that meat is Tzli. Post to other ways of using it is a hefsa. Okay. Now, some of the blood starts to congeal inside, and the regular malicha can't pull it out, only tzli can pull it out. But the halacha is, if you wash it down before that happens, so the clock resets. So he wants to go on Yom Tov and wash down the meat in order to be able to let the meat continue after Yom Tov without and doing malicha after Yom Tov is over, as opposed to only being able to eat it through sleeve, through roasting. So mutal adicha be Yom Tov, you're allowed to be medicha on Yom Tov. However, roi lachila, I mean, it's edible meat, you can use it. You can theoretically wash it down and then salt it, etc. The act of washing it was not for the yomtiv. The yomtiv is 4 day 3. Do some malicha right now, if you want. Right. So, elamai, you're doing that docha l'tzarchel. It's a tzarchel l'tzarchel. And it's a ma'isa raksha shavachal l'mayim. It's not a real bona fide ma'isa that we would ask her because of that. Because all it really looks like is he's just pouring water on something.
What's the case?
Let's say like this year. So Rosh Hashanah is Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Right, so if person shechs on Monday morning, let's say. So he doesn't do malicha right away. So if it sits 72 hours without doing malicha, the blood, which hasn't come out yet, starts to settle into the meat. And at that point in time, doing malicha, after that, malicha will not be effective. To taking out all the dam. The only way to go to mutter eat the meat is by doing tzli, by roasting it. So here's a case where, in that case, the person shats him on Monday morning. So Tuesday morning is 24 hours. Wednesday morning is 48 hours. And Thursday morning is 72 hours. So he shat at 11 o'clock in the morning. Now it's 10 o'clock in the morning on Rosh Hashanah, the first day. He hasn't done malicha yet. But he's not planning to do malicha. He's not planning to eat it. He's planning to use it after Yom Tov. But he wants to wash it down on Yom Tov to allow the clock to reset. And he gets another 72 hours. But he's washing it not with Tzarech Yom Tov, because he's not planning to use the meat on Yom Tov. He's washing it with the Tzarech Yom Tov. So he said, since it's only Tircha, we were matur. It's just not really doing anything. It's just ice and mice. It's just pouring water on top of something. It would be proper that they should use it. This way, we meshal niach adok ad yom tzim sheni lo yidichu biyom tavishin. Furthermore, if I could, if he shechs on Tuesday, and I want to let's say it wasn't like this year. Let's say prison shechs on yantiv was the third in the gimel dalet. So he shechs in yom aleph. So he has yom beis is 24 hours. Yom gimel is 48 hours. Yom dalet is 72 hours. So he can really wait till the second day of Yom Tov in that scenario before he does Hadacha. So then he cannot do it on the first day, but he can wait till the second day. Of a Shabbos, the Avshel of Asher Malachal. So this is all talking about Yom Tov, which theoretically, this meat is edible meat. You said to remove the blood, but you have ways of removing the blood on Yom Tov, which are Motiv. But on Shabbos, the Avshel of Asher Malachal is Asher. But in Shabbos, where even after you can't cook the meat, so it's not, so it has no real usage. So it's like a muk, it's muktzah. So you're matriach for the muktzah. That's also
what, to wash the meat in Shabbos.
To wash the meat down. Now, however, that comes along the. Look back over there where I told you, it's not a Jewish, it's water port on that. You got a water port going for the water also. So you can make or have a goy do it on Shabbos. So Hoshkin on this, over here. Not Hoshkin, over here also. Same law. Beam E. Efsher. So even on Shabbos, really, this is mutter. Okay.
Was this your story?
So over here, the Mishabura first presents that on Shabbos, the Magen Rambam says on Shabbos, the issue of washing down the meat on Shabbos is also. He says, "Ayre goy is mutter," and even if there's no goy available, we can even somehow see this all. Even ayre is Yisrael is mutter. Vim yefsh ayre yakum mutar gamayre Yisrael. Because I'm going to run. My brother-in-law told me, he says, "You know, you picture like an animal, right? So." You have these big shechitas, and they're transporting large amounts of meat in these big trucks. You know, so some of the places they do the malicha there.
Matthew.
Some places they don't do malicha there, and they do the malicha by the butcher shop, and they get it. So you do it by the butcher shop. So if there's some problem with it in the traveling, sometimes you hit a 72-hour problem. It's rare. My brother told me that he was in the rub in Birmingham. He gets a phone call from the OU that there's a shipment of meat coming from Texas, coming through Birmingham, which needs to be washed down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole 52-foot tractor trailer, 18-wheeler tractor trailer, full of meat.
It's the second day yomtiv.
No, this was on the weekday. It's partial. How do you wash down that amount of meat?
Something similar happened in the back of Shalom. And the trucks in the back. The Mashgiach walked in from White Oak. I can't remember what day it was. You can't do this in Yom Tov?
Same, you can do it in Yom Tov.
I'm trying to remember.
So you can do it either Yisrael.
He stopped by at my house sometime, but he used to walk to Shalom, and he said it's the Gisa. Up against us in the meat.
So my brother-in-law got the fire engine.
a fire engine.
It's Birmingham, has a robot there. He called up the fire company over there for the fire department.
Spray the meat.
They came down with their hoses and they sprayed down the meat.
They didn't ask why you're spraying down the meat.
It's
a ritual.
It's deep south, the tradition,
It's on fire.
I'm sure that they got a photo op from the local newspaper out of it also.
Saving all this meat.
Okay. So this stuff of meat, which is already manukar, it's just not. It wasn't nimlach. Okay, but let's say it was not manukar. So now we got a bigger problem, because what's our goal? Our goal is, I'm saying that it's mutar on Yom Tov without even Agada Yisrael, because since theoretically I can take the meat and salt it and eat it. So therefore, it's usable mutter meat. So therefore, I'm allowed to be matriach to do the hadachos. But meat which is not manukar, which has been shechted from before yomtiv, you're not allowed to be manukar and yomtiv. So that meat I can't eat. So I can't do malika on it. So it's not roy. So then that's the same as Shabbos. The imdavar is a bishul animalker. Gam yomtiv also ladicha mishum lekimen. The also lenaker. Mashen l'tzarich yomtiv. Ayin aroma shircha ochel menor kazayis. Since you can't do the aroma process and allow you to do nikar on all the meat, so it's not right to eat. Therefore, it's like Shabbos that you can't do hadocha. But in Shabbos also the chomer were mekel. Our psak was mekel. B'shabbos hadchak. The time that came in the cause of the tiltul. Since it's roy to move it, they're allowed to do a doch. So gam vashu shenam manukar ein lahakar mitam zeh kama shirat to be a log. You know it's not manukar. We're also going to be make. Kamakim im efshal yedei akum tevi esal yedei akum. If God can do it, it's better. Actually, we know the buster bekli tev shirchas yadav Allah v'achiyir buster shorim b'mayim. Or I have a different etza. Different etza is to wash my hands over the kli, and all the water falls in on the meat. And eventually, sadly enough, the meat will be surrounded by in the water. And that's also valid hadafa. The only issue you have over there, but it's 24 hours, you have a kavash issue. If it sits in the water, you have a kavash issue. You take it out after a short period of time, you're fine. Yeah. Fine. Zog Simon Lechem Harbor Simon Tuf with Aleph. Eitzim Asturim Lemutarim B'Yamtiv. So we spoke the last few Simon, we spoke about the Dinim of Shkita Yamtiv and all the different ways of processing. Tuf Sadi Zion was Hakona Yamtiv, and then we had Tuf Sadi Ches was Shkita Yamtiv, and then we have the Lachas of the Melitha. Maliga and Malitha on Yom Tov, Tav Sarites, and Tav Kuf was the person, what's the process, how are you supposed to process meat on Yom Tov? Now we're moving away from meat, we're moving to the wood which we'd use to make the fire to cook the meat. Emelach and Eitzim and Akaris, Shem is the Binyan. A person can't use wood which is designated for the purpose of building. So the beginning of Yom Tov, it is looks it for that purpose, so you can't use it for the purpose of firewood. And furthermore, even if you had a karusha which broke on Yom Tov, and now it's not really oimed anymore for binyan because it's broken piece, now it's firewood. But since the beginning of Yom Tov ben Hashemoshes, it was oimed the binyan, so it's still muksa. So you can't chop wood from that to use for firewood. Filokim, Hoysa Ruam Erev Yamtiv. Recover the shovel. I'll take it a step by. This beam was holding on its last legs. You knew it was going to break at some point in time. It's close to breaking. So we say over there in that situation, since it only been only broke on Yom Tov, beginning of Yom Tov, it was still on forbidden purposes. Now, Avim Nishbro may enter of Yom Tov, it broke before Yom Tov, so it comes out this meat before Shabbos already was being, was not this meat, excuse me, this wood from Erev Yom Tov already is not going to be, it's not going to be furniture wood, it's firewood now, because it's broken up. So now we have an issue of that it should be done. So now what are you doing? You're doing, so that's making a fire is considered echol nefesh. Either because you're going to cook on it or because taking care of the person's needs of warming the house, etc. Those are valid, that's equivalent to echol nefesh. Chopping the wood is machshir echol nefesh.
It was not in the context of
so it was a case, in other words, chopping the wood into small pieces is probably machshir, and you're chopping it to size, which is the malach of mechatech, let's say. He wasn't chopping it off the tree; he was just chopping it down to size. These were curves already; they weren't attached. So that problem is just cutting it to size is also a problem. That's the malach of mechatech. But he said, still, that imi efshal asika below bikua. Okay. So we make all this much to do it with a shinoi, not cutting exactly the size, cutting large pieces.
What to do with
a shinoi? Well, it's not about a shinoi, but I mean, you're doing it differently the way you do it during the weekdays. You're doing large pieces. You're cutting up the large pieces. So you shouldn't use maybe the normal things a person would use, an axe or a sickle. Or Megar was a saw of a kibitz. What's a kibitz? Pirish. Sakhan shal kasavim. It's a knife used by the butchers. V'yesh oisin by shnei roshim. Then miksas the kardim. Sometimes they would make the two heads, two edges. They would make a sharp edge there.
What at the two ends?
So it was a knife. Okay. So if this is the knife here at the end, he put something there, which looks somewhat like an axe.
Which looks somewhat like a what? Like an axe?
It's like an axe. B'tzad ha-kotzer shaloi, avolei b'tzad ha-rochel. The kaipitz, one side is a pointy, narrow type of a chopping utensil. The other side is a wider one, which looks more like an axe head. So you should use the smaller side.
What's the smaller side? One that looks more like what?
So what?
Like an axe head?
Like an axe head, shaped like this. The other one comes more to a point. So this one is like made for like chiseling into the stone.
Sharpening utensil.
So it's like a sharp point. Comes like a sharp type of a point.
That's the smaller side.
So he says you have to use that's a shinoi, and we're going to say you want to chop the wood. You have to do it, you have to do it with a shinoi. V'yesh mishoyes afilu b'kaipetz afishein onu b'kiyam mahu v'tiru ela b'saki. See, a knife you can use, but you can't use a kupitz. We're not sure exactly what a kupitz is, and therefore we're not sure what chazal we're making on, and therefore you have to use a knife.
Talks about a kupitz in the Gemara Pesach.
Okay.
Elu dvarim in Pesach.
I remember it saying. Al Shem's opinion, so you have these kurvas, these which are designated for construction purposes. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they are muksas. So he is makbid, and he designated a spot for them, and he says, "Put it over here. This is like your makum, and I'm not, you know, your space." So he's designated that he like the Abbas are designating, you know, that should be a place where. Case of Yach and Mokum. Okay, nothing's coming to mind. Phil Matirin Muxestam, there was something that when it popped out. Phil Matirin Muxestam, the Muxa the Machasaran Kismoder. Now, raises the Mr. Burra question. So we had before Machoes whether it's a din muksa on Yom Tov or not. One of them says muksa is the same as Shabbos. But the Shabbos itself, I mean, there's some differences what's muktam asasar on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos itself, there's a concept called we pass on like Yom Shimon that ain't muksa. We also pass in many muksas. So each one of those muksas that we pass, we have to figure out why that's an exception. We pass like Yom Shimon, there's no din muksa. So. Which he's translated means anything which a person potentially could use, the person has in the back of their mind intention to use. So it's considered mukhan from before Shabbos or Yom Tov. But we said even Rav Shimon is moira that. So was the case, a person designated something for some purpose, so his mind is like setting it aside. Let's say, you know what, the back of your mind you're thinking maybe I need to use it. Someday use it. Right? But a case where the issue over here is the Soren Kis, which I mean I would not use this item because of its normally a sharp, clean, clear, very good knife, which without any nicks, etc. So now I'm going to take that thing and use it to chop wood. That would damage the whole delicate atmosphere of the item. So in that situation, so there's equivalent of an hakpada. So then it becomes a problem that it's muks. Example of that. So we don't hold the muks according to Shimon. Person has a very expensive camera. Right. It's muksa. It's a muksa gomer. Even Shimon is money to that. I mentioned to you before the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav says that every muksa malach was considered kiss. By definition, has to start with a klishim lat aliyasir. The argument being that the primary usage. I have a $10,000 kiddush gomer, mesal gold. You can use it in your job. It's considered kiss. Yeah, but it's not muksa. Because its primary use is for Kiddush, which is would be a hetter that could use. The issue is I want to use it for a secondary. Primary use is Isser. I want to use it. I have this fancy camera. Its primary use is taking pictures. It's Isser Deraisa. So I want to use a secondary use. I say, listen, the primary use you cannot do. The secondary uses you would refuse to do. You're not going to use this as a doorstop. Your $3,000 camera. You're only going to use it for taking pictures. That nothing else. Right. So the primary use is taking pictures. That's us. The secondary use is you would not do. So you made a muksa. You made like a that's like a total muksa. Okay. Phil, all you said, even if the wood was weak, and it looked like it was going to break at any moment, base. I feel every year every yom tiv should he show reloyaksa. He's thinking, his mind, wow, this might really go in Yom Tov, and I'll use it in Yom Tov. So he's like, maybe that's not like muksa. Come on, it's us. We should not upon him. Ben Shmosh and Loisa Shmura, Tzkuva Binyan, Ben Esra. We should have any terrors. Beginning of Yom Shabbos or Yom Tov, it was not in a place which was accessible, so it remains such the rest of Yom Tov. So theoretically, so that would mean the mushal, let's get some water. That if you have a klisha malato the isser, assuming that Mukhzav Nachas is a certain case which broke on Yom Tov, which is not fixable. So, at this point in time, you don't mind using it as a doorstop because it's not worth anything anymore. But at the beginning of, but at the beginning of Shabbos or Yom Tov, that wasn't true. So it was a Mukhzav Gomer.
If it were to apply, let's say that yes,
what was the mukta at the beginning of Shabbos?
The person had a very, someone said mukta machmas concern case. So the very
valuable,
very valuable camera. And then middle of Shabbos, somebody dropped it, the thing broke, and it's not fixable. So it's not a concern case anymore. You don't machmas anymore. But beginning of Shabbos, you were machmas. So the din mukta is decided by what was the beginning of Yom Tov. Furthermore, in this case of the beam which I'm expecting to break, to splinter, and now use it as firewood, is an element of noilug. The mikora kara, the havikikli, originally was like a kli. The hasha eitz avel, now it's just wood. Ramon has no argument over this halacha. He doesn't say over here. He says over there some old mukzas mutter. He says we all have some old mukzas mutter. No, mishum the sum of atz my amash and esayim shom. The fill of my jilum rotz halacha be mukzas dunava. That's they're mako by some mukzas by no. They're not mako. This is the case of nerva. So not going to be mako. Avol, if it's this premier of Yom Tov, so I'm doing a custom etzim. I'm doing a sukkah. Now it's a piece of wood. We all custom etzim are for wood purposes. Okay. So you can use it, and if you can't use it without breaking it apart, so mevakim and you break it apart. Avol gav the machshir and chef shall aser premier of Yom Tov. Sechara, chopping wood to smaller sizes is a machshir echol nefesh. It's not an actual echol nefesh, it's a machshir. And it's possible to do it from Erev Yom Tov. So, normally the rule is somewhat as a machshir echol nefesh, which you can do before Yom Tov. If you do it on Yom Tov, you need a shinri. Over here he says you don't need a shinri. Came in the Efshel Lefes of Lavash Bleitzim. Also, it's a Kadichas Melech Shemutah Yerishim. Since it's a necessary component, you need firewood. Just like, listen, I'm sorry, you didn't do it very on tough luck. You need firewood, so we're more makel when it comes to firewood, and we allow it. It's this is Rabbonim, so we're more makel.
And that would
what's the certain point?
Crushing salt is mutar yedishin.
What's the instrument of on?
So we're saying, so the problem here is that the machshir echol nefesh, which is a pasul do from Erev Yom Tov, are also doing Yom Tov. That's just the rice you say. Machshir echol nefesh is good before Yom Tov are also doing Yom Tov. That's the rice. So yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. The gabbas of lotir elav chlichus gdolus the lab malachi he elav de luchol. Breaking wood into small pieces it potentially is an act of grinding. So now you're dealing with the malacha. So there's a real bona fide malacha over here. That's his point. It's all, not the raisa because there's no bona fide malacha. But all you do is just chopping it from large to small. That's not really doing any malacha. That would go under the tire. The lamates malachas. Lamates malachas. When you cut the small pieces, you cut the small, very small pieces, you possibly have an ishav teichet. Um,
What are you saying about going under the law of the Tesla?
He's presenting over here that we're allowing you to chop it up. He's saying that it's only the larger pieces. Because even after you produce a larger piece, there's no malacha deraisa involved. But to cut into smaller pieces, we're dealing with essentially a malacha deraisa of the concern of teichin, of breaking into small pieces, so that you can't do. You must do it with a kripit that's a shinui. The larger side is like, look, it's like an axe head. Elabasakin. First of all, it's a with to use. Where's it going? Some people say you can't even use a kupa, you have to use a knife. I'm saying that knife is or the shariyah, or you can break it by hands. Okay, let's hold it here.
What?